Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan coming at you from Fun Expo in Welland. And we're here with artist extraordinaire Christopher Yao. And we've been a fan of yours for a few years since we first saw you at Pulp Comics, actually. And following you on Facebook and amazing art. Do you remember the what was the first superhero you ever drew, actually?
Funny enough, the first superhero I drew would have to have been out of one of those Marvel character compendiums, Marvel Universe. I think it was The Vision.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was almost a direct copy out of the book. It was a very small picture about the size of the palm of your hand, and I blew it up to something like a 20 by 25 inch picture, because at that point I unconsciously liked working bigger. You know, I didn't like working in really small spaces. So The Vision was the first, probably because of my affinity for as simple characters could be. He's bald, he's got a very simple outfit, you know, and it was kind of intimidating to try and tackle other characters like Spider-Man or, you know, or Batman, or, you know, because I wasn't sure if I could get the anatomy right, or, you know, and I was still learning at that point. So, and I was flipping through the whole book, hundreds and hundreds, and The Vision was like the first one.
Nice. Yeah. Do you still have that piece?
I found it like 4 years ago. It's all yellowed. I put it in storage. I'd have to root through it. I have to root through my entire storage to try and find it, but it is there.
Nice.
And you know, I'm really glad. I thought I had lost it.
Because I know some artists with their first piece, they don't have it anymore either, because they've either sold the original.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of cool that you still have that piece.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't gotten to the point where I've been able to sell it or anything, you know. And if, even if it were to come up, the opportunities, I would probably want to hold on to it, because I think not only was it the first, it was my valued decision that I wanted to draw comics or try it in any capacity, you know. I mean, I was a younger kid, so it could have easily been a fleeting thing, like, oh, I drew The Vision. Well, yeah, but now I like trains or something, you know. So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite character to draw now?
A favorite character to draw now? It's a toss-up. I really like the dynamic energy of Spider-Man. But there's something to be said about... I've actually begun to grown up quite a fondness for Iron Man. And which is weird, because a couple of years ago, I was deathly afraid of trying to draw him, because I'm not, you know, I'm not 100% confident in my ability to draw technical things. And, you know, it's only in the last 5 years I started using a ruler regularly, you know, and like not only just the single images, but the page work that I was doing. So I'd say it's a toss-up between Spider-Man and Iron Man. They're my two favorites.
And you've got some awesome-looking Spider-Man and Iron Man work here, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Spider-Man, the latest one I came up with was, it was just a warm-up sketch, you know, just take the first 15 minutes out of my working day to just get the, you know, work all the stress out of my arms or whatever, you know, because I found that if I just try and sit down and get work on a project done, it would turn out horribly, because I didn't give my brain time to, you know, acclimatize to what I was doing. And before I knew it, I had, like, taken the drawing to 50%, and then I'd finished it all the way, and then, I'm going to take it home and color it. So it was an accidental finished piece.
Nice.
So, yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what made you decide to start drawing, like, the baby versions or the mini superheroes?
The baby versions actually were a... they were a side effect, a pleasant side effect. That's the only time where I'll use that in a positive sense, of the creator-owned project Fonkin that I developed back in college. I found that when I was doing, again, the warm-ups for trying to figure out poses and, you know, scene developments for the book, I would just, you know, scribble and draft up little pieces. And just for fun, I started putting the bat ears on them, you know, and then, oh, here's Spider-Man. And then, nice. Boom, a friend of mine saw it and said, you know what? These are awesome. So I started, you know, I started working them up on a regular basis where, you know, I start playing around like the Star Wars theme and then, you know, trying to go through the entire DC and Marvel universe. And that, like, you know, you have like hundreds and hundreds to go through, which is great because, you know, there's an endless amount of possibilities and new characters coming up, you know.
Well, that's why I'm hoping to talk with you to get a Firefly version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
It doesn't just sit in comics. It sits in all forms of sci-fi, you know.
Nice.
I actually had someone who wanted me to do kid versions, but of, and this is kind of difficult, of actors from, like, the 20s who were doing, like, and I'm like, well, how do you do that without just making them look like, you know, just little people, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fine line because you can't put the mature, you know, age
expression
lines on their face and have them still have that, you know, yeah, it's almost like an oil and water type, you know. So you do things like if they had a certain way of walking or, you know, a certain stoop to their stance, then you use that, you know. It's like if they always walk with like their left elbow pointed out, then you'd use that to your advantage rather than try and draw like, you know. Well, I've had instances where they said one of the pieces I did was Lando from Empire. And they said, no, draw his mustache on there. I'm like, are you sure? This is going to look kind of weird. And they're like, no, it looks perfect. So, you know, in that sort of sense, if you draw it a certain way with a bit more simplicity, it'll, you know, you can make it work. Yeah.
Well, they turn out well.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're fun to do, you know, and it's always interesting to see how I can, you know, make it as diverse as possible, you know, take all the interesting characteristics of each, you know, of each, like, comic universe or sci-fi universe and, you know, and try and make them unique and, you know, hold that whole stream of innocent, you know, childlike quality to it.
Well, you know that there's an endless supply of, I mean, topics you can choose, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, this is just not even smaller than the tip of the iceberg, you know? So,
you're coming in too.
You know, whenever they'll pop up, I'll, you know, sketch them out. And, you know, if they work, they'd work. But there are instances where it just won't quite fit, you know, no matter how you try. You know, because you'll know it won't work because people come up and go, well, who's that? I don't understand who that's supposed to be. And that's when you sort of know you missed the mark and have to go back to square one. So, and that's when I start playing around with random stuff. Like, I'm just doing fairies, you know, steampunk fairies, you know, sci-fi fairies. Just, you know, a simple little picture, and I'll add it to my portfolio. Or if someone wants to buy it, then, you know, it's available there, you know.
Nice.
But this, at the end of the day, it's just me trying to develop myself more, you know, because the worst thing that I can do, and any artist can do, is say, I peaked. I don't need to work at anything more to get any better, you know. So, like, as I'm working through each one of these, I'm solving the little mental problems in my head or challenging myself to, you know, try and figure something out, you know. Because it's easy to just fall back on, oh, well, I know how to do this pose, and I know how to draw this face, you know. And you don't tackle things that are giving you difficulty, like a certain way character stands or like I said, like dealing with machinery or landscapes or anything, you know? So, but sometimes I'll get commissions from people, and they'll say, no, you don't need to put a background. No, you don't need to draw this or that or whatever. And that, you know, I don't sit there and go, yeah, now I don't have to deal with that. I'll just be, you know, I'll suggest stuff, and if they want it, then yeah, that's a bonus because I can challenge myself. But at the same time, they're always right. If they just want, you know, Black Widow on a black background, that's fine.
Some people just want that, though.
Yeah,
right? Like, they're
exactly.
Just fine with that.
Yeah.
Nice. So you have a couple websites.
Yeah.
That you
yeah.
have.
I have one website. Well, my main website is yowzagraphics.wordpress.com, and it's just a WordPress blog. And that's where I host all the main sequential work that I do, and I've been adding more and more of the sketch covers. My other site is yowzagraphics.deviantart.com, and that's where definitively I post every single one of the sketch covers that I do, because it's a good... the way they have their interface set up is that they have automatic folders, so that I upload a sketch cover, automatically goes into a folder, so the people, when they come to the site, they're like, oh, if I only want to look at the sketch covers, they're all contained there, and all the other stuff. Like, I have a section for all the kids' stuff, and a section for the, you know, the sequential pages and any upcoming projects that I'm working on.
I'll definitely be sure we should check that out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Great. Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.